While Greens caucused in Milwaukee, the buzz in Washington was about Vice President Dick Cheney and the expletive he blurted out on the Senate floor to Senator Patrick Leahy last week. It is perhaps only the fact that the word he used is banned by the FCC that has kept news networks from repeating it over and over again, a la Dean Scream. Mr. Cheney has expressed no regrets for his comment. In fact, he told Fox News he feels much better now. President Bush's press secretary told reporters on Air Force One, quote, these things happen from time to time, and, quote, the president is looking ahead. And this morning, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist told CNN that he's not going to judge Mr. Cheney's words either.
So I'm not going to condone, I'm not going to overly criticize the language that people, use to express themselves.
These comments and the relative absence of Democrats making political hay would suggest this kind of scuffle is not so unusual. And in fact, Rutgers University historian Ross Baker says there's a precedent for it.
In the middle of the 19th century, there was a particularly ugly clash on the floor of the Senate, which involved actually a member of the House of Representatives coming over and caning Senator Charles Sumner.
But, Baker says, Thomas Jefferson wrote the original rules of the Senate to prevent these kinds of intense conflicts.
You really wanted to kind of keep the debate on a very high plane because the Senate in particular was regarded as a body of more mature people.
Baker says that while the vice president's expletive was no caning, decorum may have taken a beating.